November 21, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his best. It is finished. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17:4. The death of Jesus Christ is the performance in history of the very mind of God. There is no room for looking on Jesus Christ as a martyr. His death was not something that happened to him, which might have been prevented. His death was the very reason why he came. Never build your preaching of forgiveness on the fact that God is our Father and he will forgive us because he loves us. It is untrue to Jesus Christ's revelation of God. It makes the cross unnecessary and the redemption much ado about nothing. If God does forgive sin, it is because of the death of Christ. God could forgive men in no other way than by the death of his Son. And Jesus is exalted to be the Savior because of his death. We see Jesus because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. The greatest note of triumph that ever sounded in the ears of a startled universe was that sounded on the cross of Christ. It is finished. That is the last word in the redemption of man. Anything that belittles or obliterates the holiness of God by a false view of the love of God is untrue to the revelation of God given by Jesus Christ. Never allow the thought that Jesus Christ stands with us against God out of pity and compassion, that he became a curse for us out of sympathy with us. Jesus Christ became a curse for us by the divine decree. Our portion of realizing the terrific meaning of the curse is conviction of sin. The gift of shame and penitence is given us. This is the great mercy of God. Jesus Christ hates the wrong in man, and Calvary is the estimate of his hatred. That's the end of Oswald's text. God obviously had to do something if he would restore fallen man after Adam and Eve walked away in defiance in the garden to become their own gods, to follow their own path, to be their own lodestar. God wanted every human being to have the opportunity to be in the Garden of Eden, to live in an experience with God that was that incredibly satisfying and fulfilling. And God had to fulfill the requirements of his justice, and we would be separated from him by the defiance that we are born with, the defiance that we live with, the pride that we carry all around us. Jesus had to go to the cross because God's justice had to be satisfied. Once he paid the price, any and all who would turn to Jesus could receive the absolute and utter forgiveness of their sins and be fully restored to the kind of relationship that Adam and Eve walked away from in the Garden of Eden. Never mistake the cultural views of religion and the cultural views of the goodness of man for anything that resembles redemption or restoration to the Garden of Eden. Only God can do that, and we must do that through receiving Jesus Christ and accepting his sacrifice and naming him as Lord and Savior of our lives.